It's the Shipping Container talking to you on a Tuesday. We got Greg Cody here today, even though Greg Cody will not be part of the national show, and he is fired up about that. So we got to get into that drama because he's being this is the most classic example of Greg Cody diva, where he's upset about something that he's not actually upset about. So we'll get to that. But first, we have to start with what I was going to have be a public apology to dogs, because I got such blowback yesterday for what I said about dogs, saying that dogs need to get over the whole fireworks thing. Okay, the fireworks happen every year. You should learn, you should figure out over years that, hey, these fireworks aren't really going to hurt me. Boy, did I receive blowback for that. So this was going to start with a public apology to dogs. I've decided to double down and say no apology for you, right? I mean, Dad, you're with me on this. Dogs need to get over the fact.
Wow.
Right?
I'm just for a moment. He went with Dad and not Greg. So he's really looking for
he needs the affirmation.
He needs the public to get on his side. Like, look, I'm a son. I have a father. I have a child. I know a dog.
Yeah, exactly. I own a dog. Although, I hate saying I own a dog because it's a family member. I live with a dog. And the dog, like dogs do, the 4th of July, man alive, all night long, every time, incessantly. And I'm like, I tried to counsel my dog. You know, I sit, my dog's fairly obedient. I snap my fingers. It sits like a good girl. Okay, I kneel next to the dog. I get into my soft, soothing voice. I'm like, Riley, it's okay. Those are outside. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I literally pat the dog on the head. You pat a dog on the head, but it doesn't do any good. And then a minute later, boom, boom, outside, and the dog is just barking at nothing, just looking up at the ceiling, just running around the house, just barking at nothing. It's weird. It's frustrating. Luckily, it's only a couple of times a year, you know, New Year's Eve. And one of my neighbors happens to be the guy out front with his little staging area doing his bottle rockets. And so it's not only distant sound for me, it's right next door. So, yeah, it's a little bit weird.
Greg, have you looked into thunder jackets? So we got a new dog at the end of January, my dog Dopey, and we did not know how Dopey was going to react to fireworks. And my other family dog, Minnie, is 14 now, and Minnie does not like fireworks at all. So a couple years ago, we got her a thunder jacket. So this year, kind of in preparation for that, and also because Dopey has separation anxiety. So while working from home is great in that we're always around my dog and he loves it, when we go to do the groceries, we basically have to make the decision, is only one of us going to go, or do we leave Dopey alone for like an hour and a half? And then he just kind of goes crazy, right? And we had a neighbor that, you know what, we're going to get into this. We had a neighbor early on in, our experience with Dopey, who left a note on our door one day saying, I think it was well-intentioned, because she was saying that, you know, our dog spent the entire day barking, and she, you know, if we wanted, she could come over. That way she wouldn't have to go to the front desk and complain. Nice. And I was like, nice. But I was lasered in on that whole, you know, I don't want to go to the association. I don't want to go to the front desk. I'm like, whoa. What's going on here? So things with, you know, this possibly well-intentioned neighbor, possibly not, still TBD on that one. And I don't know where she's been lately, but we don't need to get into that. Off to a rocky start with her, right? Things with her, not the great start. So instead of, you know, going, we went and we tried to like knock on the door and like introduce her to the dog and be like, hey, you know, this is our dog. Just wanted you to meet him. You know, we just got him. We rescued him. His previous family gave him up. So he has separation anxiety because he doesn't know like if we're going to abandon him, like his old family. I just kind of try to explain the situation, right? She didn't answer the door. So what do we do? Do we go back the next day and try to do it again? No. My wife goes and she buys a camera to watch our dog basically and essentially prove that the dog is not spending the entire day barking, because we'll hear him bark and then he kind of like will just lay down, you know, whine occasionally, but like he's not a dog that barks the entire day, right? He's good in that sense. So we got the camera, and after, you know, various days of studying his activity, I'll just say is what my wife was doing, we came to that exact conclusion. Wow. He basically will bark a little bit and then he'll just nap all day long. So like you'll check in on him on this camera and he'll just be like laying on the bed, and then he'll like reposition himself and he'll be laying somewhere else on the bed. So he got really good. Now the pandemic has thrown all of that off, yeah, because he was used to being alone for 8 hours a day, and we'd, you know, then come home and take care of him and whatever, right? And it wasn't even eight when you time things out. By the time my wife leaves and by the time I get home, like there's overlapping there. So he's really alone like maybe 5-6 hours a day. Anyways, this whole thing has thrown that off because now he's used to us being around all the time. So when we will leave him for an hour, he now goes crazy. So like we try to go to like the pool or we try to go to the store and we're like, we need to get him accustomed to being alone again. So we're going to just do little short trips away. And then he'll get used to it so that when we do eventually both have to go back to an office setting, he won't have this, you know, one day to the next, like, you know, shock. He hasn't been taking that well at all. So we started doing the camera thing again, and he just goes crazy, and he's barking, and he's howling. And we used to leave him just in the bedroom, and then my wife's like, well, maybe if we give him, like, the whole apartment, he'll be more comfortable, and he'll spread out. Not the case. He's just barking around. And it makes it worse because when he's in the bedroom, you can't really hear it down the hallway if he does bark, right? When he's in the apartment, he goes to the front door and is barking, and you can hear it from the elevator. So it's like dopey. Like, you're a golden doodle. You need to start barking like you're a lion. Like, you need to relax. This bark is way too serious. Like, calm down. We're just going upstairs for like 20 minutes. Relax. Even if I'm taking out the trash, he goes crazy. So all of that is to say, we looked into getting him a thunder jacket like we got my other family dog for the fireworks. And the thunder jacket, basically you wrap it around, and there's some spray that you can put that I think is supposed to be like some sort of aromatherapy calming thing. But basically this jacket, I guess, hugs them in the right places. So they feel hugged. So it's supposed to calm them some. So we got him a thunder jacket for the 4th of July to see if it worked. And at first he was kind of intrigued by the you know, the fireworks. Like, he'd hear it and he'd just be looking around to see like, where is that coming from outside? And then he started getting nervous. And then we put the thunder jacket on, and there wasn't a ton of barking, but you could sense that he had that anxiety there. Yeah. So you should look into thunder jackets for your dogs.
Yeah. I've heard of the thunder jacket. It seems a little coddly to me. You know, it's like, I want my dog to man up. You know what I mean? Hmm. Dog up, whoa. You know, just get over the thing. But
dog up.
Here's the other thing. If you've noticed over the years, there's like a lot of different kinds of barking, you know, just like different sounds of human mm-hmm. voices. You know, there's the shrill yappy bark. There's this, there's the other. There's no such thing as a good bark. You know, to me, the most palatable bark on the ear is the low range woof that a big dog makes.
Let me hear one.
I don't mind. You know,
let me hear one.
Woof, 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 woof.
I prefer the angry, not angry, but I prefer like the, you know, full bark as well, where it's like whatever it is, as opposed to when you discipline the dog and you say you're in timeout, you put up the timeout finger, and then sometimes if things get serious because the timeout finger isn't working, mm-hmm. you cross your arms, yes. you turn around, you give the dog your back to calm down.
Body language.
And when they're having yes. a temper tantrum and they change octaves on the bark, where they go, you know, a little quieter and a little higher pitch, and it's like, right. yeah. I don't like those little barks. I understand right. that it's a temper tantrum, but it's kind of like a whiny thing, and it makes me feel bad because yes. while I'm disciplining my dog so that my dog learns this behavior is incorrect, we need to correct this behavior, it sounds like the dog is suffering and in pain, and I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good.
I like the howl it makes when they're like hearing a noise that they don't like, ow, like, you know, like when they like classic. Hear a noise or something. It's just like, that's my favorite bark. Roy, what's your favorite bark?
I don't have one.
Okay, Ant?
I can fill in. So my parents' dog, she was also a rescue, and she's like a little like miniature pincher mix with something else. We don't really know. And what she likes to do sometimes is the throat scratchy growl into a bark. So she goes, ruff. And she like kind of holds it in her throat for a little bit. I like that one.
Look at all of us doing our barks.
It's fun when you discover a new bark from your dog mm-hmm. that you've known for a while, and then all of a sudden a dog does something, and you're like, what is that? So like some mornings we'll be laying there and the dog will like hop up because Dopey's ready to go out, and he'll just make like a motorcycle sound where he's like, it's like, that's not even, what is that?
That's
not a bark. What is that? Where did you learn that?
Well, my dog makes a sound that is not a bark. It's in the bark family, but it's the dog version of a dog making a sound as if it's trying to enunciate a human voice, a human words.
I don't think like that's my dog what the dog's trying to do.
No, no, listen.
No, dogs talk.
My dog will make this sound.
And what is the dog saying there?
I don't know, but it's not a bark. She's not in pain. It's just the weirdest thing.
I know that you guys are looking at Greg like he's crazy, and listeners probably think that that's crazy to think also. My cousins had a dog, and the dog would go to the front door, right? And then when when someone comes into the house, you greet them, you say, hi, how are you, whatever, right? You give them like the hello kiss, all that, right? This dog would go and he would make like this yawning sound when he would go to the door, where he would go, and they were convinced.
I've heard that.
They were convinced that he heard them saying hello so much that he was trying to mimic the sound of them saying hello when he would go and be like, hello, at the front door. And it was exclusive to the front door. And it was when people were getting there, he'd go and be like, hello, every time. It was this, I think there's something there with Greg and dogs trying to learn how to speak.
Yeah, I think upon reflection, I think it's almost a dog yawn. I think it's like a yawning sound. It's like,
like dawn.
Exactly.
There you go. Can I ask you guys a dog question before we get away from dogs? Yeah. I don't know if we were getting away from dogs, but I have a dog question. Greg, how do you feel about dog Halloween costumes? Kind of like getting away from the Thunder Jacket thing. How do you feel about putting clothing on your dog?
Well, that's a delicate question that I have to answer carefully because there are photographs in the archives of my dog dressed up for Halloween. So I can't act like I'm totally against it. I will say that I never do that. I'm not the one buying the dog costume or suggesting it or anything like that. But, you know, I think it's silly. I think dog clothing in general is silly. You know, when you see a dog walking that's got a beautiful little sweater or a hat on its head, I mean, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Come on.
I mean, I think it all depends on the dog's personality, right? Like, so there's dogs that absolutely hate it. So those dogs, don't dress them up, right? But there's other dogs that you can tell. These dogs have some swag, and these dogs want to kind of show off what they got. I'm going to admit something here that I told my wife we can't put pictures on Instagram about it, and I didn't want to admit it because I feel like the judgment's coming and there's going to be, like, you know, potential backlash. So I just want to get ahead of this and say, look, I learned my lesson on this, right? So my dog doesn't like getting wet. My dog doesn't like water. My dog doesn't like walking through water. Mm-hmm. There was a very bad rainstorm one day, and we were at Petco, and we were trying to figure out, well, we're going to go over to my parents' house, and we have to walk from the store to the car, from the car to the house. This dog's going to get wet, right? So she wanted to get him a raincoat. And I was like, I don't know, fuck a raincoat, right? Like, I don't know. So he's in the store with us, and the raincoat doesn't fit at first. And I'm like, okay, we dodged the raincoat bullet because, you know, we're not going to get him the wrong size raincoat. And let's be real. Like, once we leave here, are we going to follow through on this idea of getting the dog a raincoat when it's not a rainy day? Like, probably not, right? So then we walked around the store a little more, and then we found a raincoat that fit. And she put the raincoat on him, and he was fine with the raincoat. And I was like, okay, he seems fine with the raincoat. You know, I'm not going to fight this. If she's going to make her happy, he doesn't seem bothered by it. He seems like he'll be happy. Then he can walk outside. He won't get wet. Cause that's another thing. He had gotten like a bath like the day before. So his hair was like nice and clean. And we know, like, if he gets all wet, then it's going to be a mess. Cause he's going to roll around. He's going to get dirty. So she gets the raincoat, right? Which I was like, okay, which is fine if it ends there. But you know how dog stores are and dog clothings are. There are accessories, right? So what would a normal human, if you're at the point where you're going to get a raincoat that has a little hood that you put over his head too so his head won't get wet, what would a human get along with the raincoat in terms of rain accessory?
Rain boots.
Exactly. So they sell dog rain boots as well. And she saw the rain boots, and I was like, this feels like the line where the dog clothes has to stop. And I'll say right now, the only thing he owns is a thunder jacket and a raincoat and rain boots, because she got the rain boots and put the rain boots on him, because he's then going to have to walk through the puddles to get to the car. And he hates having his little paws wet, and he then has to walk through the grass, and he has a lot of hair. So he gets like the little green pinchy thing stuck in his leg. So he doesn't like that. So like, okay, like this is well-intentioned. This is fine. The rain boots were purchased and worn that day, and that day only, because they had very little traction. So he's going to try to like walk and like slip, and we're like, yeah, this has to stop. The idea is cute, not practical. And like, you know, dog lovers out there who are anti dressing up your dogs, I'm with you. I'm apologizing in advance. I don't know that, you know, this is as egregious as Chris's, you know, hatred for dogs that we started this show with begin. But the rain boots were purchased and exist, but have not been worn beyond that one time.
I feel like we need to push the limit on this conversation. I envision myself, I'm walking my dog into a fine men's shop, and I'm saying, I want to speak to your best tailor. And I'm telling this gentleman, here's $5,000. I want you to fit my dog with the finest Armani suit you have, right? And we're gonna push the limit on how we dress our dogs. I mean,
Pat Riley's had to have done this already.
Yeah, I mean, you know, why just put a little pink sweater on the dog when you can dress? You know, give the dog some dignity. Give the dog the dignity he deserves.
Some class.
If you're gonna dress him, well, dress him.
Yeah. Monocle. You know. A kerchief, maybe.
A top hat.
Ascot.
I think it's definitely a bow tie dog, not a tie dog, because then you're close to the ground and the tie gets damaged. So you got to have the bow tie up here to make sure that
good call, Tony.
Your silk tie doesn't get damaged.
I've seen bow ties on collars where people are walking their dogs and it has a bow tie. And this is something that I still don't exactly know how it works, but I've seen it a couple times. This is like it's like a pit bull type dog. It's a very muscular dog, like a very, you know,
a strong,
athletic looking, fierce looking dog. And the dog's owner, the collar that the dog has, no lie, is essentially like the turnover chain. Like it's like chain links, like going around, and it looks loose, which I don't even understand how it works as a collar, being like this thick gold chain that goes around the dog's neck, and that's supposed to be the dog's collar, because practically it doesn't seem like it would make sense, because it should just slip right over the dog's head. But I've seen this dog walking around with this like essentially turnover chain minus the pendant a number of times.
Stylish.
Tony, I feel like today has to be called, this local hour needs to be called, the Dog Days of Summer.
I like it. And this also plays into obviously one of the takes that I had off the bat when I joined the show, which was doggy birthdays. Like let's get over ourselves. What are we really doing? So it's kind of like taking this idea of, okay, I'm going to dress up my dog, right? And we go completely around the globe to, I'm going to have my dog essentially be a person, celebrate his birthday and wear clothes and be like a little tiny human. Mm-hmm. So I have, you know, I take care of my parents' dog. I was there when we brought her home, and I love her, but I'll never dress her in anything. I'll never make her wear anything. Like, that's just not me.
Because it's your dog.
Well, technically, it's my sister's dog, but I just don't feel like it's her. I don't feel like she'd like it. Not my sister, the dog.
So do you guys, your auntie, like, you know, big over the top dog birthdays. So like, do the other dog lovers and dog owners here do anything for their dog's birthday or no?
It seems like you're on track too, Billy.
Well,
we just kind of like do like the equivalent of like writing on a Facebook wall. Like my sister-in-law will text my wife, hey, happy birthday to your dog. You know what I mean? My wife will text my sister-in-law, hey, tell your dog happy birthday. You know, just something like that. Just pass along well wishes.
So we, you know, now that we're here and now that we're getting into the whole spoiled dog situation, we got the dog, we got our dog when our dog was 8 months. So, you know, shortly thereafter, the dog turns a year old, and we didn't do anything crazy. I don't think we got the dog like a new toy for his birthday. And we were at, you know, PetSmart, Petco, one of those. And as we were paying, they had like a little, like a biscuit type birthday cake that it was like a dog cookie that was like glazed over. And, you know, we got that to celebrate, you know, his birthday and then take him over to his, you know, dog grandparents or my parents or, you know, my wife's mom. And then did we sing happy birthday? Yes. Was there a candle? There may have been. Was it totally pointless? Yes, because dogs don't know how to blow out candles. Mm-hmm. Did they enjoy the birthday cake? My dog and, you know, his dog cousin, my sister's dog? Yeah, they loved it. They loved it. But it was nothing. It was elegant. It was appropriate. It wasn't simple. Over the top. It was a simple, elegant. Did we have a day of coordinator? No, because we didn't necessarily have enough time to put all that together. Might, you know, circumstances be different a year from now when we reach the second birthday and things have opened up? Perhaps. Who's to say? But I'll say that this was a simple, elegant affair that involved two dogs, a couple adults singing to the dog, and a dog cookie cake.
If you're going to have a dog birthday, only dog, like you can only go as a human if you're with a dog. That's my rule on a dog birthday. Like if you're inviting me, Billy, to your dog's birthday, I can only come if I bring a dog. Like I just can't show up to this birthday party like without a dog.
I will say this. I would not invite you to my dog's birthday party. Right. And it's not because you hate dogs.
Right.
And it's not because I dislike you.
I love dogs.
It's because I, while ridiculous and while knowing that some of these things are ridiculous, I tend to not include others in the ridiculousness and basically make it an obligation for other people to go along with my ridiculousness. So like if we're going to take a step that involves singing happy birthday to a dog, I'm not going to require others to come along on that ride of insanity. You know, like that's kind of like a private moment that, to be honest, I didn't think I was going to share with anyone and I wouldn't be judged. And now the judgment's going to come and that's fine. But I won't loop a ton of people into it and essentially inconvenience others to go along with my and my wife's insanity when it comes to, you know, dogs or whatever.
There's a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry David's going over to Ben Stiller's house for his birthday, and we realize that Larry David doesn't like singing happy birthday, and Ben Stiller's just eyeing him down the entire time, just staring at him. That's what I felt like at Louis's birthday party at the brewery when we went, you know, a year ago.
You didn't want to sing.
I didn't sing. Because I'm not going to sing happy birthday to a dog. So I'm like perfectly positioned like behind my wife, maybe her mom, her dad, a couple cousins, but like I'm perfectly positioned where my head and face is staring at the dog and the dog's owner, which is my brother-in-law's girlfriend at the time. And she was looking at me and I wasn't singing. So it was like that moment I was just like, I'm not doing it.
I thought the dog would be the one in that scene. Yeah. That'd be funny if he was staring at you the way Ben Stiller was. Like the dog is like, what's up?
When you sing or no?
When you say at the time, is it at the time because this person's no longer around or the status has changed from girlfriend
no
at the time to fiance? Okay,
no,
so
no.
You're good. You don't need to really. Now, wait, hold on. Is the dog still around or no?
Dog is no longer around. Louis has gone with his mother and unfortunate because
he's still alive. You just don't.
Yeah, he's still alive. Yeah, yeah. He's just
not
moved
in
locales. Yeah,
so
yeah, he's not with me anymore.
No harm, no foul on this one. I mean, you may have scarred the dog moving forward for life. Like, who is this giant person that refuses to sing to me on my birthday? Now, given the opportunity to do it again, would you change anything? Or are you happy with how things played out?
I would have probably grabbed another beer.
Interesting.
See, I feel like we're all pretending about a dog's birthday anyway, aren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, there's no birth certificate. You know, they're just, we're guessing. We don't know. Our dog might be 4 years old. He could be 5 and a half. We have no idea, really.
How do you guys feel, Anthony touched on this, about the birthday song? Because I, too, am one that kind of will, when happy birthday is being sung, kind of maybe head towards the back of the bunch and not necessarily, like, I'll be there and, like, I'll smile. But, like, you know, when there's 20 people singing, do you really need my voice added to the crowd of singers? Like, I know I'm not a talented singer, and I just kind of feel like, you know, it's silly sometimes doing it, and it's more about like my own insecurities and singing happy birthday than it is like as a sign of disrespect towards the person whose birthday it is. Like, I mean no disrespect to you when I'm not singing you happy birthday. It's more, and I realize this sounds selfish, it's more about me, and I don't make it to make it a me thing on your birthday, but I don't feel super comfortable singing happy birthday all the time. Do you guys feel the same way? Greg seems to me like he would love singing happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have sung and heard the song more than you guys, obviously, because I'm old. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you the trend. All right, you guys will be nodding if you think I'm right. Most people sing happy birthday with real gusto. But then when it gets toward the end where you have to say the name, it gets real weird and awkward, because if 20 people are singing happy birthday to me, you know, most of them are saying Greg, but some of them are saying mm-hmm. dad. Mm-hmm. And it's like all of a sudden you have a mix of the word dad and Greg together. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Derg, and, you know, it's mm-hmm.
it just and gets grandpa's weird. Coming soon, and that's exactly. going to be added to the mix.
Yes. And mm-hmm. and so it's it becomes weird. You know, what do you call this guy? You know,
we've done this before, so I don't mean to recycle a topic, but I'm interested in Greg's thoughts on this. How do you feel, because this seems to be something that's been happening lately, and I don't know if it's like a trend that will go away or if it's around to stay. How do you feel about the inclusion of cha-cha-cha in the birthday song at points? Because I don't know that I love that.
Greg's a background guy. Greg, I feel like you've done that. You're not a guy that after the birthday song, you're like, and many more.
Well, I have
done like that. Right up your alley.
Yeah. But the cha-cha-cha seems a little cavalier. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got to respect the birthday song. Come on.
There's a certain tempo. There's a certain beat. And we can't just change the beat of the song because someone feels like we need to say cha-cha-cha in the middle of it. In the, you know, the happy birthday to you. There's the pause. It's not a silent pause for people to just insert whatever they'd like to say there. You know, you have to respect the tempo of the song and respect the lyrics of the song, I think. Roy?
Hey, that guy, get him out of my party.
There you go.
Chris strikes me as the cha-cha-cha and ad-libbing kind of guy.
He a little
strikes
bit.
Me as that guy.
A little bit.
I am. I love all that stuff.
Get out of my party. Mm-hmm.
Do we like the original happy birthday to you, or do we like happy birthday to you? Because we got two versions. I like the second one.
That's more of a...
Nobody actually ever sings
yeah,
that.
Yeah, does anyone sing it like that?
I feel like I want to start that trend, even though I won't sing it. I want other people to sing it.
Well, that second one is dedicated to Dr. King. So you shouldn't really be singing that.
All right, what if everybody... What if everybody at Greg's next birthday party sings Go Shorty, It's Your Birthday? Like, everybody practices it, and then they just replace Happy Birthday to that, and it's just That's kind of fine. Like a rendition of that. Is that okay?
Yeah, go for it.
But cool. Don't add the cha-cha-cha.
It's like Aki.
Back to put a bow on this, with dogs only hear sounds, right? Like, that's the thing with dogs.
So anyone can only hear a sound, can't
but
you?
But I'm just saying, I feel like with the dog, you can get away with... and they'll just think that you're singing happy birthday.
But you are.
It seems like a lot of effort to not sing the birthday song to, you know, torment a dog. You really hate dogs, huh?
It's a fun change up to just be able to like get away with it, because I can sing it that way and they still think I'm singing happy birthday.
You could get away
with it. Stupid.
I feel like when you sing happy birthday to your dog, he doesn't even, not only does he not recognize any of the words, he doesn't even recognize his name in the song, because exactly. you're going to sing it differently. Mm. You know, I say, Riley, but in the song, it's going to be, there, Riley, you know, and he's going to, who's that? You know, he's going to be looking around with his big ears.
Mm.
Dogs are dumb. Moving on. Oh, Billy, the Marlins schedule is out. More. Did you go diving on the Marlins schedule, Billy?
I perused, I dabbled in a little Marlins schedule. That we did not get the 11 a.m. start times that I think Mike was longing for.
Yeah.
There are some times on there that are like, don't quote me on this, but it looked like a 6:47 was on there, I think, at a certain point. There were some weird times. I think the notable things on there are they finished the season in Yankee Stadium playing the Yankees, if we get that far, and the Red Sox are coming to town. I don't think that will necessarily benefit anyone if, you know, we can't go to the games, and that's obviously to be right. determined because that's in later September, but the Red Sox will be coming to town. They play the Orioles. I should know this, and I probably should have looked this up before speaking on it, but I don't know if they were scheduled to play the American League East or if this is just more of a travel convenience thing.
I think that's the way they're doing it. Like all teams I think are just it is, playing. Yeah.
I think looking at the schedule earlier, I feel like this was an AL West season for the Marlins, but I'm not sure. But yeah, I mean, the schedule's out. 60 games, 66 days, I think.
I smell this team being in the hunt late in the season because, and I don't just say that because it's only 60 games and like any team could kind of get in the hunt, but they play all the good, like they play the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Braves a lot late in the season. Where they early in the season, they got the Orioles, the Blue Jays, and the Mets. So like, I just feel like the way it worked out, they actually have a little bit slightly easier schedule early. So I'm smelling in the hunt, boys. I'm smelling Marlins in the hunt late in the season.
So I saw this on Twitter, and I don't remember who the source was, but I think Don Van Natta retweeted it and with a comment that no team will be mathematically eliminated from the playoffs headed into September, and that'll be the first time that that's happened ever, I think, which obviously because seasons don't typically start at the end of July. But
let's go!
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the Marlins, you know, with the whole why not us thing they're putting out there, which it'll be a fun little run. I mean, I don't know how sustainable it is. I mean, anything can happen in 60 days, right? I think once you get to the playoffs, who knows how that plays out if you don't have the depth. But, you know, both leagues, I believe, are going to be having a DH this year. I mean, why not us?
Did just looking at the schedule, like, give you, like, oh, my God, sports are kind of like – just seeing the Marlins schedule, I was kind of like, okay, this is an actual sport, and we might play it even though we might not play it.
You see – well, not just that, but, you know, they went back to – I guess they're calling it summer camp now, and the reporters were out there, and the videos are coming out, and – whether it's a good idea or not, sports appear to be coming back. And now you have a date, like July 23rd, July 24th, I think are the days that baseball's starting. And at the end of July and the start of August, I believe, is when the NBA is starting. So we are 3 weeks away from American sports coming back. Yeah. Obviously, you know, knowing UFC's been going on and NASCAR's been going on all this time. But, you know, the big four, in a sense, are starting to come back, and who knows for how long, but we're going to have games.
In other news, Pat Mahomes is rich. All right, moving on from that. Greg Cody, we will finish this letting you rant against Billy. You missed this because you didn't hop on the Zoom yet. Greg Cody is really upset right now that he was not told until late last night by me that he was off today. And this is like one of those interesting situations where he's actually happy that he's off, but he's very furious in the way that he found out that he was off. So
how did you break the news to him?
I just kind of called him last night, and I was just like, hey, even though you're not on the show, would you want to do local tomorrow? And he's like, I'm not on the show? What? Mm. What? Like, I'm not even exaggerating that reaction. He had that reaction to it. And then I'm like, Dad, you have a day off now. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's good. But I'm blah, blah, blah. Like, explain yourself, Greg.
Well, it's common courtesy. You know, I assume I'm going to be on the show every Tuesday, right? Which I am. Mm. And when I'm not, I expect a text or a call from producer Mike Ryan, because I assume that's sort of one of his jobs is to like.
Or me, I could have told you to.
Well, certainly you could have. I mean, I don't know. And you know, maybe Dan, because he's a friend of mine. Somebody needed to tell me before 10:30 at night on a Monday that I'm not going to be on Tuesday's show. Now, there's an upside to every downside. The upside is that since I'm not on the show today, I have that much more time to listen to the new Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody podcast, episode 19, which dropped Monday and is raging. So everybody wants to listen to that, subscribe, rate, and review. And we appreciate your support.
So you're just going to keep numbering episodes?
Yeah. They all get a number.
Yeah.
Yeah, we keep numbering ourselves. We celebrate birthdays. Exactly. You know, you're 19, I'm 28, he's 45. You know,
full circle.
Exactly.
All right, Greg, send us out of here.
Hey, everybody. Love you guys, and love you women especially. Love everybody. Love dogs. Unlike my son, I love dogs.
I love dogs.
And, no, you know, you're a dog hater.
Get over the fireworks. Just get over it. It's been 10, you've been alive 11 years. They're not going to hurt you.
Anti-canine.
Yeah.
Canine.